Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Thursday, January 30th radio broadcast. It is a great privilege and open door that we have from God to be able to come to you. It is no accident that you are listening to us today. It is the providence of God. Amen. You might be listening from your hospital bed or your jail cell, or you might be listening from your home or your car or from your TV. You know, you can get it on smart, you have it on the smart TVs now, on TuneIn Radio. We're on there. You just tell them the station you want, you know. And boy, there's all kinds of ways of listening on your phone and everywhere. And I appreciate the stations that we're on and how God's opened the door in radio. And I've been radio for many years. I've never had a burden for it like I do right now. I don't think I've ever been as focused on the radio ministry as I am right now. And I mean that. I do it. You know, a lot of pastors do it as an outreach from their church, and I'm glad they do. Now, I don't pastor a church. It's not nothing. The Lord just hadn't seen fit for me to do that. I have pastored 5 churches in my ministry. I'm just not pastoring right now. I can't tell you what the Lord will let me do before I die. But right now, I'm not pastoring a church. And I'm focused, dead focused on this radio ministry. I have some things coming up this year that I want to present to you that I believe will be a help to you. I'm praying about them right now. And I believe you ought to spend time in prayer before you jump into anything. And I realize the days are drawing short, but still, we don't need to get ahead of God. Amen. And so I'm excited about the ministries that God has let us have. But I ask you, would you pray for us here at GBI? That's Gospel Broadcasting Incorporated. That's what we are, GBI. And, boy, we're a local church. I mean, I'm a member of a local Bible preaching church. And you ought to be. Thank God. You ought to be. Amen. I work our ministry from the Fall Creek Baptist Church, Jonesville, North Carolina. Brother Don Hudson is my pastor. I'm also affiliated with Tabernacle Baptist Church of Greenville, South Carolina, through the mission board, Tabernacle Baptist Missions International. Dr. Melvin Aiken is our missions director. Boy, we love Dr. Aiken. I praise God for him. What a blessing that dear man is. Amen. And me and him, we just have a good time. We get together. We really do. All right. Father, I pray you'll take the message. Use it for your glory on this Thursday and help somebody. And Lord, maybe somebody's not saved. They'll come to know you today. Have you will your way. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray this good prayer to this good Lord, our great God. And in Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go to the message of the Word of the Lord. The born-again church. I am the part of the church that's going to leave out of here one of these days when God raptures. But wait a minute. There is a church building. Remember, Paul referred to people in the New Testament, and he referred to the church in their house. Now, they didn't move the church every Sunday to a different location. Aquila and Priscilla had a church in their house. Philemon had a church in his house. There was a designated place for people to go and worship. Now, people don't like that. And I'll tell you why they don't like that. Because people don't like authority. People say, I have church at home. You don't have church at home. God's not in that. I'll make another statement that I'll be bold about it. COVID is over. COVID's over. Now, I understand some of the churches have kept their little translators where they broadcast in the parking lot. I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that at all. If you do that, that's fine with me. But, if you're able-bodied, you need to be on the inside of that church. Let me tell you why. You say, well, why should I go in the church? Fellowship with the people of God. That's where your family's at. Let me ask you a question. Would you go to Thanksgiving dinner and sit outside in the driveway because you didn't want to get involved with the people? You say, well, you know, I think the devils give a lot of people excuses. I don't want to catch anything. And you sit out in the driveway, and they have a little speaker out there, and you could hear the sound of meat and the turkey and the banana pudding and the cranberries and all that. But you didn't go in. Well, that ain't no fellowship. Let me tell you something. God will take care of you. Now, I don't believe in being foolish. And if you're sick, I think you ought to stay home. I'm honest with you. If you're running a temperature of 104, please don't come and give it to 5 or more. Amen. Don't come. Just stay at the house. Amen. Not long ago, I was preaching in a friend of mine's church, a very close friend of mine, and he's a good man. And I was preaching, and man, I got concerned. I was there on that Sunday morning, and a bunch of them had the flu. A bunch of them was out. Some of them came sick, and they tried to fulfill the office of the church. And they wasn't trying to be ugly about that, but I was worried about that. And the Holy Ghost said, you leave that alone so everything will be all right. And I went ahead. I preached that morning. I didn't get the flu. Matter of fact, I came back to that same church that night, didn't get the flu. Amen. That's right. Amen. I didn't get the flu. Amen. Dr. Stennett Blue said some of y'all would rather have the flu than have blue. Amen. But I didn't get the flu. Amen. And but I didn't get the flu. And God protected me. But I have a zeal for the church. Sunday morning, my flesh don't like, and by the way, my flesh never in my early days, in my young days, my flesh never bothered me about going to church. It never did. But now as I get older, especially on a Wednesday night, I'll be tired. I've worked all day. Chances are sometimes I preach that day somewhere, somehow, some fashion. Most time recording for radio or something, I'm tired. I go home, especially if it's raining or something. I mean, the devil will get on my case about it. But I'll tell you one thing. I try my best to go to the house of God. Now, there's been times I've had sickness over the past few years, and I missed a lot of church because of sickness. And there's been times I've been laying unable to go to the house of God. I remember one Sunday morning I got sick in church and had to leave. My wife got me home. I got in the bed. When I have those migraines, I have to go to bed right then or I get sick. And I was supposed to start revival on Sunday night. And I was sick and got in the bed. And my wife went back to church. She said, I'm going to go back to Sunday service. The church wasn't far from the house. And she went back to the church. And there I laid in the bed sick as a dog. And I couldn't go. I wanted to go. And you know, I've been thinking about this. I preach to a radio audience of a lot of people. And I have a great response out of my older. I had one of the nicest letters the other day from a dear lady wrote me a letter. I'm not going to say what city or where she was on the radio. I'm not going to say. But an elderly lady, she's up in her years, and wrote me one of the nicest letters that I've ever gotten radio the other day on radio. And I appreciate that, dear lady. God bless your heart. And she listens to me, said she listens to me 6 days a week on the radio. Her station carries my daily program and my weekly program. Said she listened to every one of them. I thank you, ma'am. God bless your heart. But I want to say to you that you know, there are people, and she told me how shut in she was and some health issues she had. This lady did. Now listen. There are people that want to go to church and cannot go. They're not able to go. And yet we are able to go. And nowadays we even have preachers missing the house of God for vacation and trips and all that. And I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I'm not mad at you. If you do it, I'm not mad at you. But I'm going to tell you, don't believe in it. Amen. I don't forsake myself. When I'm on vacation, if I'm not sick somewhere, there has been times I've left out and been in another state and got sick. I got sick in another state one time. I'd been in a church on a Sunday. And I'd been there, and I got sick really that whole weekend. And on Monday morning, my wife got me in the car. It's a three-hour drive from there to our house, and we never got to the house. I was sick. Man, I mean, just I was throwing up and everything. I mean, sick. And my phone started ringing off the hook, people calling me. And my wife finally, I mean, she pumped me full of medicine and took my phone away from me, and she said, you're not answering that no more. You're not able to talk on the phone. I was laying there, and I mean, the time I got to the house, you talk about a trip. But listen, friend, I said, listen, there are people that want to go to church. They want to go to church, and they can't. Go to the man's house in a wheelchair. They can't go anymore that used to go. Go to the deacon's house that went as long as he could. Go to that old preacher's house that gave his life for the church, and he can't go any longer. But you're off down yonder vacating. You're off down there at the ball game. Now, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad. Brother Ricky loves you. I'm not mad. But Jesus said, now I'm telling you what Jesus said. I ain't telling you what Ricky said. This is the words of Jesus Christ, your Lord. He said, for the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. He said, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. Now, in John chapter 2, verse 17, that verse was backed up again. The writer said this, and his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. But it ain't me. I'm talking about Jesus. I didn't say it. Jesus did. I'm talking about a consumed. The psalmist said, the zeal of thine house hath consumed me. Now, some people said, well, I believe you ought to get in there for God. But don't get too far in for God. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Amen. Do you get too far in on your sports? There's some of you, I've heard people decorating their Christmas trees in their ball team's color. You ever heard that? People wear hats. People wear coats with their favorite ball team on them. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, as long as it's not profanity and everything's good with it. But what I'm saying to you is this, my friend. You get all in. Can I hit a nerve here? I'm going to make somebody mad. I don't want to. I wish I could be like other preachers. They don't make people mad. And I say things makes everybody mad. I don't want to do that. But what about what? Now, listen, I've got nothing wrong with you. And somebody will say, the first thing they'll say is, well, you don't have any grandchildren. That's why you're making something. No. You get all in for those grandkids. Why, you wouldn't miss a soccer practice. You wouldn't miss a baseball practice. You wouldn't miss anything they're doing. I mean, you think it's a sin under anything if you miss it. But you'll miss church. By the way, God is not in a bunch of Baptists playing ball on Wednesday nights and not being at the house of God. Now, somebody said, well, God gave them that talent. Yeah, and you're misusing that talent. Amen. If you're outside, listen, I don't care what the school says. I don't care what the coaches say. There used to be a time when the coaches had more respect for God than to put the ball on Wednesday night. And by the way, your kid probably ain't going to make it to the major leagues anyway. What some parents, I think, they want their kid to make it. They push them to make it in the ball, thinking they'll make it big and then keep them up the rest of their life. I don't know what they want. I don't want to be mean to you. I love you. How many of y'all love me? Raise your thumb. Y'all love me. I love y'all. Listen, I'm just saying to you, boy, I love that church. Do you love the church? I love the singing at the church. Do you? I love those old hymns. Thank God I love those hymns. Amen. Amen. I was in church some other night. Somebody started singing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Boy, you just there at the house of God, you just get in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you wave your hand a little bit. You can't do that. Now, you do it at home, but it just don't work as right at home, right? I mean, there's something about meeting in God's house on Sunday. There's something about that choir getting up singing our church on Sunday. When I'm at the home church on Sunday, and sometimes I'm gone preaching, but when I'm there, there's something about our choir. We got a good choir. And then our pastor. The way our pastor does it, he'll always have the offering. They'll receive the offering, and he'll announce his text. Turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 22, or turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, wherever he's going, Matthew 24, wherever he's going to preach from. And I'm sitting there when my pastor announces the text. I say, what's he going to say to me today? What am I going to learn from the Word of God today? I want a zeal for the church. You know. Sometimes us preachers are guilty about saying what's wrong with the church. I had a man come to my church once, and he preached a sermon, I never forget it, on what's right with the church. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this January 30th, and we certainly praise the Lord for being on radio today and being on these great stations. We've been preaching a message entitled A Zeal. I can get my tongue straightened out. A Zeal That Consumes. And that's message R488-1. If you want that message this week, we can send it to you free of charge on CD recording, or we can email it to you, and our email address is comments@gbiradio.org. God bless you until our next broadcast. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.